welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And this episode is brought to you by theblisshabit.com. That is my 12-week e-course where you are going to go through each module where you will learn a different lesson, have some video training, get a meditation, and join the most epic tribe on the internet, if I do say so myself, where you can really, truly join like-minded people going through what you're going through. So if you are goal-oriented, if you want to bust through some fears, if you have big ideas that you are ready to conquer and grow into the person that you know that you already are, this is the place for you. Whether you want to deepen your gratitude practice, or you want to feel more abundant, or you want to really work through whatever it is that is blocking you and find people who are all doing the same thing, this is for you. So go to theblisshabit.com. And today I want to talk to you guys about experiencing new things. So I want to read you a quote. It is by Christopher McCandless. The joy of life comes from our encounters with new experiences, and hence there is no greater joy than to have an endlessly changing horizon for each day to have a new and different sun. So if you guys have ever felt like you are living Groundhog's Day over and over and over again, same day, same thing, same people, same problems, same thoughts. That is because we are thinking, I think it's over 80% or something like that, that we are thinking the same thoughts as we thought yesterday, which is just insane to me because a lot of us want to work through those fears. We want to work through the things that are going on in our life, but we're not doing anything to change our mind, which is where our reality is coming from, right? So if we want to change up our Groundhog's Day, we're going to need to first change our thoughts. So how can we do this? This is what I wanted you to really look at, is if you feel like you're living the same day over and over and you need some change in your life, this is what we're going to look at. So how could you think different immediately in the morning? Because that's the thing, is we wake up thinking the same thoughts. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to my job. I don't like this person. What are all these things that I have to do? My to-do list is basically the same as it was yesterday. I just added more to it. So right away in the morning, what is something that you could think of that could change how you wake up and think? So this is why Chris and I wake up to a mantra. I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, and more fit than I was yesterday. Call it corny, call it whatever you want, but that is how I immediately go from thoughts like, oh, I'm going to the gym again today. Oh, I have to do all these things I don't want to do necessarily today, to no, I am happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than I was yesterday. Yes, and I get to do these things, right? I get to show up for people. I get to serve. So the next thing that I do is try different things throughout the day. So Chris and I just switched up the coffee shop that we always go to. And this has been so interesting because even though I love my baristas and I love saying hello to everyone, it's been really cool to kind of get a different perspective, drink some new coffee, try some new things. They have this really cool thing, or they have this really cool oatmeal milk that I've never tried before that I'm like, I had no idea that oatmeal milk existed and that I would be obsessed with it. So I have this new coffee right now now that I'm trying, and they give you a new mug every single day. And if you don't know, I'm a mug lover, and I just really love taking pictures of these new mugs and feeling it in my hand and trying this new coffee and this new milk. Now, those might be really simple things, but you guys, life and enjoyment of life is made up of the very simple pleasures. So if you can add more of this to your life and you can just take the time to enjoy it, your life is going to always feel exciting, new, and different. So could you take a different way to work? Could you start looking for things you haven't seen before? Could you ask different questions? This is a big one, you guys. So if you're like, oh, the people at my job suck, or the people in my life suck, well, maybe you're asking, how are you? And you're getting, I'm fine, or this is going on, or, you know, this problem came up again. What if you switch the question? Now, you might feel kind of annoying asking this question. I don't really care because I do it anyway. What's exciting? What's lighting you up right now? What are you excited about, right? What's good? So if you've ever met those people who are just happy and they're like, what's good? And your mind immediately goes to what's good? Well, I tried this new coffee shop. That was exciting, instead of same old problems, right? Change your questions. Get better questions. You'll get better things out of people. What's good? What's exciting? What do you love about your job? What do you love about today? What was your favorite part of the day? Have you tried any new places lately? What is a place you would love to try? Get better questions, you guys, and you're going to get more out of people. So read a book that you wouldn't typically read. Just give it a try, right? Just see if there's something that maybe, you know, there's someone in your life that you really respect. Look at their book list or ask them for a book list. Try different food at a restaurant. Take a different class. Go to a different movie than you'd normally go to, or go to a movie at all. Ask someone to coffee. This is a beautiful way to expand your network, right? And if you're on social media and you're like, man, oh, the people on my social media suck too. Okay, then what you can do is start friending people who are really positive. So start filling your social media reel with really positive people. I did this a while ago. I just started following people who are inspirational. I started following accounts like Boss Girl in the Good Quote, Quote of the Day, things like that. So my reel would just be filled with awesome, epic things every single day. And you know what? You know, there's that little block button where people can, you can hide them from your timeline without them knowing. I do that all the time, you guys, because I only want my brain to be being, have seeds planted that are going to grow rich, beautiful thoughts. I don't want to harvest someone else's crap, you know? So these are some beautiful ways to start thinking different. Otherwise, you guys are going to do Groundhog's Day over and over and over again, because if we are looking at external ways to change our internal thoughts, it's never going to happen. We have to start with our brain, right? Our brain is latching onto the same thoughts over and over again. So if you want a different day, you got to start with different thoughts in the morning, and you got to have different questions. You are the variable. You are the only thing that can change your outcome, because if everything else is staying the same and you're showing up the same, you're going to get the same. So you guys, thank you so much for being here. And I would love if you could rate this podcast and leave a review. It would mean the world to me if you could jump off right after this, rate and review and share, because this is how we grow. So if you love this podcast, if you listen to it all the time, pretty please go rate and review. I believe you can only do it on your computer. So a 5-star rating, a review, and share it with your friends so that we can continue to show people that we have a great audience listening and get incredible guests for you guys. And that is how I do it. So have the most amazing day. I appreciate every single one of you. I love seeing your smiling faces on my social media. It means the world to me. And I've taken so many of your ideas and talked about them on these quickies. So you guys keep those coming if you want. And you know that I love to hang out on Instagram at Lori Harder. Have the best day. Make it a new day. Okay, guys. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.